who the hell are you, person? That's going to be playing cards with me today.
Hi, I'm Tess.
Who are you, Tess?
I'm waifu number two, because fucking Alessia is always first.
And how did you get into this soul-sucking thing that we call Magic the Gathering?
Well, there was this huge nerd that wouldn't stop talking about his pieces of cardboard, and I was like, fuck you, teach me how to do it so I can make fun of you. And now we're here.
I was the nerd! So what are your magic preferences? What do you like to play, what do you hate to play?
Blue sucks. Fight me about it.
That's a lie, but you know, you have right to be wrong.
Fight me about it. Brush is the best. Duskia is kind of okay too.
So, Jund in heart is what you're saying?
Yes.
And why do you like Jund?
Fucking ramping this bitch.
And why do you hate blue?
I don't look good in blue, so it means it's a bad color.
BS.
Fucking counter spells.
So, what's so actually bad about the counter spells?
I wanna play stuff. And countering it makes me not play the stuff. And I wanna smashy with my brush and big dragons and stuff.
What is the thing if, you know, your thing gets killed after you play it? Why is that much better than countering your thing?
See, we've talked about this, actually.
Yes, yeah, but we haven't talked about it on the air, so...
Yeah. Well, see, it's like when I try to say something. Like, if I say the whole thing and then you say no, it's like, oh, well, I tried. But, like, if you cut me off in the middle of a sentence, it's like, well, fuck you.
You still tried.
But I didn't succeed. I'm a woman. My logic is flawless.
I mean, still, if you attack with a dude that has no ETB, but it's a really good attack and then it gets killed, you still failed, so you know.
Well, it's ouchy, but it's not, like, hurtful ouchy.
Don't mind that.
Okay. Move
this
out.
Okay, this is the same hand I had before. I wanted to shuffle it and I couldn't
because technical issues.
Technical issues, you mean you had to shuffle back first because I'm working.
Yep, because you're incompetent to actually shuffle.
See it, it's okay.
We all know that.
Wait. Well, now we all know that.
Fuck you. Is this supposed to be PG-13?
No, but feel free to speak a bit louder so the microphone catches you.
Haha, fuck you.
I mean, we do have a rated M box ticked.
For good, because I have a real dirty mouth.
Basically, what we want to do is sometimes we like to swear, like when Niksha is seeing red pirates being printed and things like that. So that was a really situation to swear. This is I guess I'll keep this.
Oh, yeah,
I'm going first because you managed to lose with your own die somehow.
It was stacked against me. Fucking stacks.
Nomad Outpost and Go.
Now check this out. Swamp. Go.
Exciting.
I know.
Enter the Inspiring Vantage Go. Not the most exciting place.
And Mountain. Tap for Goddess Signet.
Damn.
I know.
Damn unfair, unfair ramps.
Check that out.
Check them apples. Let's see. What's first step to get the recruiter of the guard out?
Because you're playing fair and all that.
I'm going to recruit something. I'm still unsure what, but you play until Wizard's here. That's what I'm recruiting.
Dragon of Tempest.
Speaking of fair cards.
And the forest, I guess, go.
A beautiful old school forest.
Yeah,
I drew a swamp, tap the swamp to get a visitor seer out, tap plains, vantage, and the outpost to get a lash out and smack you with recruiter for one.
No.
All the juice recruiter damages.
No.
Ooh.
No. Keep it tremors.
Again, speaking of fair cards.
Go.
I'm lying a bit.
That's okay.
Untap draw. Play Tainted Peak. attack with all three of them for 5 damage.
Oh, exciting.
Damage is waking up.
Yeah, give me
a maybe should have sacrificed the recruiter beforehand.
Meh.
I'm just gonna play Panharmonica in that case. Go.
Oh, gee. Not a land.
That's good. Because I'm gonna be have to facing 7 to my face. Because Impet Climbers.
Actually, 8. Because Dragon Tempest.
Oh, yeah.
Ah! Bolt Mortar. Fuck, whatever.
1 damage to me.
Actually, and then 1 damage to me. And then 5 damage to you. And you may go.
Hey, such a fun mechanic.
I know.
Hashtag OP.
I know.
Good. Sacrifice the recruiter to scribe it.
Because we're playing fair.
Speaking of playing fair. Untap. Now, what do I do?
Scoop? You can.
That's a possible play, but let's not do that.
GG.
Attack you with Alesha to get the recruiter back.
So that's 4?
That's 4 damage, and then I'm getting 2 things. That is a point, yes. I think I'm going to get a big game hunter, definitely. And the next thing to get will be... I could get Gonti, but I don't think this is a game where playing a long drawn out game is going to be good.
What makes you think that?
And reasons and pros and stuffs and things.
I don't know what you're talking about, pros is really a fair game.
And getting an Alfenza.
Yeah.
First, I have to shuffle my library. Untap, since I was doing fair things. Oh no, this is still combat. I do apologize. Uh-huh. Well, that was the damages, and then for 3 mana, I'm just going to play the Game Hunter.
Kill
him twice. Molten Mortar dies and say go.
Oh, look, not a land.
That's good.
Yeah. Outpost Siege, dragons.
Damn it.
Haha.
So if Prosh ever comes into play, I'm going to be like super dead.
Pretty much.
Meh?
You may. Unless it deals me that sweet 21 commander damage.
Yes.
Which actually has been known to happen.
Oh, yeah.
Which is just like, give me the 6th land, for fuck's sake.
I know.
Yeah.
Okay, how do you do this? Second for the groom. Scry. Nothing on it, scry into. What's back? Tap 2. Get the recruiter back.
Get 2 things.
I am getting 2 things. Because I'm getting a bit worried about you and doing your own things. I'll just put a bit more pressure on you. So, the thing that we're getting, and you're going to freaking love this.
Yay.
I can hear something in your voice as we speak. Last cap. And...
Four to me?
No, this is still putting into my hand.
Yeah, because you don't have mana to play.
And a duplicate. Good. Wait.
I should have done that last time.
Oh, okay. Not done with my turn yet. You got your huge damages.
Yeah, full 7.
7. Can't do anything with this. Can't do anything with this. I'm gonna say go and take my damage.
Or not.
Land.
No, but I'll get 1 damage because I'm not gonna cheat this time.
What?
I mean nothing. To your dread return, bolting mortar, so you get 2 damage.
Woo!
And then you get 5 more.
I'm at 26.
That is lovely. Make up.
Untap.
draw.
Draw is indeed part of the step I'm going to utilize.
Ooh, exciting.
Okay, play Arcane Lighthouse. 2 mana, Anahenza. 4 mana.
Combo out.
Yes.
Whee!
Woo!
And...
Murder Stalker for 1. It's
taken me 3 turns to get to another 6th mana.
That's good.
That's not good.
Well, game 2, I guess.
GG.
This game combo out. Is that a person who would combo out like a motherfucker if she actually got the 6th land?
What? Yeah, I would. That's true.
She has been known to combo out on like 10. 5? Because food chain is a
fair. It was in my opening hand! What was I supposed to do? Plus, you would have been like 2.
Hell, when we were playing, when I was playing against Andra, we were just taking random decks and I played with your Prosh. The opening hand was Dragon Tempest and Alpha Siege and Food Chain was in my opening hand, the rest was lands. I was like,
that is God telling you that you need to combo out.
And then I was just watching him do things and I was like, well,
that is all nice, but
this is all cute.
You know.
However, things are going to happen most likely when we're able to respond to them. And then he was like, well,
that's what he was playing this game, my less combo-ish deck.
That was good then. But then again, this is Prosh, and Prosh is still on full of gold.
Top of the food chain.
Top of the food chain.
I'm still getting that shield.
Yeah, we need to get you that shield. Let's go in hands. 7 cards. This is kind of acceptable.
I'll keep it.
Who plays this now?
Pretty exciting world.
Yeah, that is exciting.
I know. Or I'll get a mountain. Oh. Sex play sexy.
No?
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I'll play a Battlefield Forge to tap and play the most fair card in the world. Reconnaissance!
Because pussy loves her pussy.
Oh, yeah.
And guess what?
It's called tactics.
It's called you being a pussy.
Look, if General Creed does it, well, why wouldn't I? Of course, he hides bane blades in like small bushes and child's toys, but you know.
But listen, if my wife said it, it's probably true.
That is good. I think it's good.
Oh my god, it is. Well, I guess we all know what happens now. Land go.
Well,
I know.
Are you playing blue bane chance?
I know.
I'll play Command Fire and excitedly say go.
Exciting plays, exciting. Land go.
It's a swamp.
Yeah, and I'll have all three of my colors. Ho ho ho, jump for the win.
Jump or jump? Because both are king.
Sure.
Alright, so jump is basically black, white, and green. Go.
But that's less powerful colors.
Depending on the format. Abzan is. That's called Abzan now, by the way, but Abzan is really strong.
Well, my response to that is to play a Force and Sigil.
Yeah.
I know.
You expect a bit more, you know, aggressive plays out of...
Yes, well, someone didn't shuffle my deck really good. And I wouldn't blame myself, but luckily I'm not shuffling my deck, so I can
blame you for it. Cheating for the win. The creator of the guard.
Okay, I'm getting some deja vu now.
No, I'm going to smack in the face.
Oh no, for 3?
That is going to be 2 since, you know, I can't have haste. I need to get a discard outlet to get to the triple to do that.
Meh.
Seems to be like a pretty thing to do.
Meh.
That's okay, Mr. C.
No, I'm excited.
Again, Reaper from last time. Attack it for 3. Second main phase play this is combat, by the way. Untap again, combat to land level CC.
Because it's fair.
Yeah. Meh. Yeah. Playing something?
Yes, playing Tainted Wood. What do you know? I do control Swamp.
You did control Swamp. That was there.
I also don't like that reconnaissance of yours. And good thing is Rick Slime actually destroys target. What was that? Enchantment?
It is enchantment.
Freaking Japanese cards. And we go now.
Well, that wasn't very nice now, was it?
Well, of course it wasn't a point push.
Playing planes, tapping on 5 mana, to play an orgasm moment.
That was not playing fair.
How long?
How much?
2, 4, 8. It's +1, +1, +1.
Ah, yeah.
So you get 8.
I don't like you anymore.
8 is the number of the damages you got.
I really don't like you anymore.
I don't know what you can do.
Well, you know, for one, whole bitch, there's a monument.
Well.
No, yeah. It was necessary, I'm sorry. Actually, I'm not sorry.
Could you not tap the manas to do that? But I would be really grateful if that happened.
No, freak you. Here, 2 manas tap. Because how am I supposed to cheat if you took the tap and now? What the hell? No.
Let me wait longer.
No. Haha, here have 2 physics level damage to face. I know.
Luckily, it's not damage.
No.
On top, be on my upkeep, I'll sacrifice a good way out of the sky. This try is funny, actually, yeah. Draw a card. Oh, what do you know? I didn't expect this card to be in the body.
Mm-hmm.
I kinda did.
Oh my god.
Sorry, love me, Eastrad.
Sorry.
Yeah, sorry, Kitty, the belly walker.
Sorry, you're being summoned. And you have 1 loyalty all of a sudden.
I'm going to get an emblem.
Because of course.
A little hit for the 4.
How much?
That will be 6 damages.
Ooh, I'm 3 life.
And I say... I misplayed go.
Aha.
Could have gotten a little bit there, but you know.
Well,
that would mean to actually be a good magic player, so
yes.
Let's not do that.
And now it's time for Crush.
Good for you.
Yes, it is, actually, because Crush is always good. Here, playing Crush, tapping 6 mana, playing 4 for Springs, and you make go.
Untap, metal and left keep. Draw a card. That's a good card. Especially when that cock is out.
Mm-hmm.
3, 4, 5. I don't have no blue things.
Oh no.
5 mana on the red rock.
Uh-huh.
And for 2 mana, I will do actually with 2. What do this actually? Plus, I first to get a vampire.
Vampire?
A vampire, duh.
One vampire.
And in his life, with the mana confluence.
3 vampire.
To get a better result. Which is gonna be good when you push it outside.
Right.
I'll say go for the time being.
I'll do it back.
Okay, one card in hand, Tess has like a billion. And she's gonna be real, and that's not good.
5. Actually, that's my lands.
Oh, not good.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 mana. He's tapped to play 3 for both. And what do you know? I'm controlling my commander! Huh! I guess everyone gets, you know, +2, +2, and trample! Responses? Because I'm going to combat and declaring...
I'll be sad.
That is a good response, I'll prove that.
Yeah, I could block...
Well, you get 4.
Yeah, how big are the +2, +2, right?
Yep. So you get 4 for Crush because trample rolling, because she's a 4-3.
Yeah, the number of kissables die, that's not a big issue.
Oh no, if only we had a, you know, commander that could get creatures out of the graveyard or something.
I can't get rid of Alexander.
No, but if only we had, you know, other things that also brought back things.
Oh, actually, I will block one of the dumb tokens. Why not?
Oh no, they died.
The vampire is going to block one of them.
Oh no. Get 1.
Last bit is
the actually, no.
Get
draw? I mean, the plus 0, okay, good.
Wait. My guys are plus 1.
But
that still doesn't change a lot. I mean, Renard is going to kill Crush. That's nice. Because plus 1, plus 0.
No, no, it's plus 2, plus 2.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's cool. Aha! Time for Balath is actually pulling weight here.
He loves pulling weight. Okay. These are the blockers. Renard is going to block Crush, and a Vampire Knight, and Ash is going to block...
2 of the 6 tokens.
Yeah. So I get 8 plus 4 is 12.
And you get 4 from Frost.
So it's 16 damage. I'm at 20 life.
Yes.
But one thing dies, two things die, three things die.
So you lose 2 life, you gain 3 life.
I'll gain 2 life, yeah.
Because
Blair is... Oh, also life from the vampire.
Oh no.
I got 3 more life. Haha. Glorious.
Okay.
And what?
Well, that was exciting. So in response to all the languages of Masego.
Okay, on top. Upkeep draw. Play at planes.
Cheering.
Also, not getting planes actually. You need to do some things. Recruit the guy get back in the, at the end of your turn. And I need to recruit something.
Why not?
Big game is Hunter is the guy for this.
Okay, deja vu.
Look, you're playing really big guys, so.
Hey, now we have 2 targets, though.
I am currently unsure what is the correct target. I'm actually unsure what is the correct target.
I like when you say that.
Now I actually draw a thing.
Is it a better thing?
Actually, it is.
Fuck.
I actually do not mind this thing of events. Okay, I got this. So, 2 mana, Big Game Hunter is going to come into play.
Thank you.
The Bayot.
Oh.
Tenderfoot is out of food. And this was horrible. And I don't know if he lose life. Thank you, Bayot Artist. Soul is going to hit the bucket and ultimate yet again. So my guys are +2/+0.
Because that's fair.
Well, you tapped out, haven't you?
Actually, I have 1 land.
I mean, with the dudes.
Oh, yeah, that.
Dudes are like totes tapped out.
Yeah. So, how much do I get? Is it 19?
No.
Well, then I'm alive.
2 + 3, that's 5. Plus 5 is 10, plus 2, you got 13 damage.
Oh, gee. I'm at 6 life.
Nothing more.
Well, I need to come out real quick. Ooh, okay.
I'm missing a creature to actually kill you now. That sucks. I like, yeah.
You know what? Fuck you! 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 mana tapped. Or one with Stampede.
That in response, in response to you casting the thing, I will lose life and kill Prosh.
That is slightly less good, but they still get +2/+2 in trample.
Yes, they do. They can attack me all they want.
They are attacking me.
Seven of them.
Yes.
So that's 4+. That's 16 damage, right?
Yes.
I am at 11. No?
No, you're at 9. We're 25.
Oh, yeah, sorry. Maths are difficult.
Cheater.
Meh?
I'll die now.
You will die now.
I'll just skip.
Really?
Because we'll die.
Yeah.
Fucking mana screwed, and then no things to play. This is not fair. I'm supposed to impress everybody with my super impressive, simple brush things, but instead of dying here, what is this?
Game 3?
Game 3.
Good thing they didn't record previous games they played the whole day. Because this morning we played, you kicked my ass twice.
Damn right, dude.
And then after the work, and then I came home. We played like 2 more games and then you again kicked my ass.
Damn right I did.
Luckily the recording magic is helping me, so you know.
See? He's cheating. Call him out on it.
No. I shall not be called out. Give me the deck to shuffle.
Shuffle, shuffle.
Shuffle, shuffle. We were hoping to actually record
like a three-way.
3-player game. Yes, a 3-way.
A 3-way.
She's an adult, by the way.
Of course I am.
But sadly, neither Niksha or a couple of our other friends couldn't make it, so there we are. But even if they did, we would most likely record like 1 game and then finish the Dark Heresy campaign we were doing.
Because we're all a bunch of nerds.
We are a bunch of nerds.
Yeah.
Yeah, last time you came in with a shotgun and saved people.
Damn right I did.
Actually, should save Nixa because he was dumb enough to just jump in.
And I'm the best scum there is. At least in that whole position.
So basically, Nixa decided to snoop around in a warehouse where the bad guys are. And he was like, whoa, I found some mutated homunculi. I better just, you know, waltz in and start shooting at random people even though there's a bunch of guys downstairs.
And luckily I came back from work just in time to save his ass.
Yeah, because he was getting his ass handed to him.
Quite literal.
Yeah, plus others were, reinforcements were coming.
Yeah, they were.
And then they tried to burn the building and eventually burned the one room and then failed to burn the whole thing.
Yes, well, we're not all perfect.
So we were just waiting for everybody to schedules to align and we will try to, you know, finish that one.
I should totally finish I'll do this.
No, you're playing first. Ooh. I'll keep this hand even though it's extremely easy.
So.
I'll play Temple of Silence instead, I'm scrying one. Let's risk it. Go. This actually falls into the category of famous last words.
Yep.
I'm keeping this hand.
Got it on farm, bouncing back the swamp to my hand, saying go.
Woo! Who would have thought I would draw this one?
I know.
That means it's crying.
Of course
not. I'll play a Plains, Staff Temple and Plains to play the Mask of Memory. Go.
What is that doing again?
Whenever a equipped creature deals combat damage to a player, you may draw two cards. If you do, discard a card from your hand.
Yeah.
Basically, that's the work, one of the workhorses of the deck.
Mm.
And then died?
Yeah, hopefully. Beast Master Ascension. I know. Go.
Well, if I ever needed to... Oh, crap. Drew a card, and it wasn't land.
Exciting. It is. Well, I guess we did draw land.
Well, this game is going to go on a really short notice.
Well, little Monica, go.
Oh, I drew a land.
There you go.
Not a land I needed.
Oh, well.
But the land I deserved.
Okay, I did choose it. Sage Dragons. Go. I mean, that's 4 mana, but I have
end the turn, I will anguishly unmake the Beastmaster Ascension. I will lose 3 life, and I'm at 37.
Oh, well. That's okay. I mean, it's not okay, I guess. But...
Untap.
It would have been okay if it were in a 3-way, but now they're gonna show up. Get it? Because I'm an adult!
I will turn Necrotic Sliver and say go. Oh, yeah.
Someone's got it. Hey, look! 6 land!
Damn it!
Rush!
Luckily, Path of Morgan doesn't work with that.
Ah, luckily for you, sadly for me. Here we go.
Untap. Drop. Son of a... I'm being punished for keeping that hand just as I said that I would.
Okay.
No. And Mask of Memory is doing nothing now with all those tokens.
Evolving Wilds.
You are.
Now, can Evolving Wilds happen twice because I have Path of Monochrome?
It only works on artifacts and lands and creatures entering the battlefield. Plus, you actually sacrifice it and it doesn't do anything when it enters the battlefield.
Yeah.
You got ruled out.
Guess I'll just play Dragon Blue Mother then. And attack with Rush.
You are taking a push.
What fun. That's not nice like that.
I will just sacrifice a necrotic sliver to kill Brush.
Well.
Boom.
Ha. I mean. Responses. almost had.
Okay, I'll lose life.
I'll find the land.
Actually, get it done.
Go and get the dragon because dragon.
Oh, actually, dragon. This is good. This is actually good. I got a land. It's a mana consume. I know.
I'll get a force.
Now what do I do?
Oh yeah, you got one damage because
I did that. I'm tapping mana confluence and lanes to cast Cathartic Reunion to put Carbon Guide and Avalon Charges into my graveyard.
Gee, wonder what will happen next.
I'll draw the card. Mm. Actually got some okay cards. And hand it back to Shovel.
Shovel.
You could actually use this Courage the Cowardly Dog to present your kobolds.
Yeah, but I need to have 5 more of them.
Oh, this is just gonna put him on the token or whatever. Just this is a better representation of the token than the token itself.
But then I need a big push.
I'm just going to get the big push if I remember correctly. Okay. Sadly, you may.
Okay, this will be exciting for me now. Do you know why?
Why?
Because we'll play Hornet Queen and get 8 buzz buzzes. Yes, 8 death touch buzz buzzes.
So, dear listener, my game isn't going, the way I wanted it to.
Mine is.
Well.
See, this is the kind of bullshit Bros does.
Whenever you're playing against Bros, just kill that player.
Nah. Where are my green dies?
Or just, kill their lands.
What?
That's good.
No, it's not.
Killing lands is fun. Like I always say, fun is a commodity that's limited resource, and you just have to, claim all of it for yourself.
I can't find
that. There we go. She found the green die.
It needs to be green because buzzes are green.
Man?
And I'm slightly OCD. And yes, slightly. You may. Only slightly, yes.
Untap, draw, play of Caves of Coils. Three mana, one of them is mana confluence, so I'm going to the 7. I'm going to play Alesha. Mm-hmm. And since I don't have any better way to use my mana, I want to be efficient, I'll just tap Planes to equip Mask of Memories onto it, even though I know I'm not going to hit her anytime soon. Go.
I mean, I only have like 20 blockers.
8 death touching insects.
Actually,
9. 9? Oh, 9.
8 Blood Buzzes and the Horde Queen itself.
No, Horde Queen itself is I was going to count for a scrolling thing.
Oh yeah.
6 Kobolds, 3 of the Devouring Dragons, 1 Dragon Broodmother.
Oh yeah, actually 4 Dragons that Broodmother spawned because it's my turn again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 mana, which means 1 will be untapped. Well, not mana, but land. So I'll play Butcher of Malakir. And then attack with my 8, actually 9, actually 10, actually 13, because one is,
Just give me the entire number.
8, 10, 14, 17 damage.
I'm at 20.
That's nice. That is extremely nice.
This didn't take a long while, man.
You may. See, I'm nice.
It's your monarchy there, and you're not helping me at all.
Hello, everyone. So you're gonna attack?
I'm going to lose a lesson.
Yes, you will.
But yeah. I'll do some damage control. I'll go to 19 life with mana confluence to terminate the Butcher of Malakir.
Oh, well.
Alesha dies.
Actually gets 2 damage. Because Out Prestige also deals you damage. Because the creature left to play.
It doesn't want damage.
Yes, but you lost 1 life because of the land, so you get 2 damage altogether.
No. One thing is life, the different thing is damage. For 3 mana, I will play the Idol of Rhetoric and say go 1 spell per turn, guy.
Oh no. Whatever shall I do now with my
12? Yeah, you're not actually phased by it, and I think I'm going to die now.
Yes, but first let's jerk off a little bit and play Shamanic Revelation.
We don't need to because,
I want to draw
Shit. We do, but we're recording right now, so you know.
Fine, I'll kill you. I killed you, but I still want to steal.
Okay, good. Draw all the cards.
But look at all the things they could have played.
That's cold. One more.
Hey, look, food chain. Come on.
Would you really need it?
No, but it would have been fun.
Food chain is a fair and balanced card.
Of course it is.
You gotta get more people for this and for next time.
Eh.
You know, this is fun.
Listen, as much as I love all these, two-way is just fine for me.
Yeah, try to throw less dice because that's going to be heard really obnoxiously. Actually, because, you know, I kind of like my listeners to not cry because the headphones are killing them. Not when it's my listeners. No, when it's my colleagues or things like that, yeah, I get huge satisfaction of that. Especially when they're being dicks.
Yeah, I'm being a dick right now.
Yeah. You are being a dick, but this is pilot setting. I like having huge phalluses, you know, in my house.
Actually, we have two. One from Pompeii and one from...
Yeah, they're not huge. I had huge, I mean nothing. But that is okay because it was in a three-way.
Yeah,
it's not gay, it's in a three-way. With a honey in the middle, there's some leeway. The area is gray in the 1-2 three-way. They call the great poets from the beginning of the 21st century. The long language. Yes. Think it's important to know your classicals. You know, your Seneca, your Homer, your Lonely Island. And now that her deck is shuffled, hopefully she will draw nothing but non-lands in a non-land filled hand. You know that would mean that I would have to shuffle the deck again, but...
You see how much he loves me? You see how much he cares for me?
Let's go with that. I'm keeping this hand.
Holy shit, yes.
This hand is kind of fast. I will play Mountain, tap it, Fate is Looting.
G.
Indeed, G. I drew two, discarding Mirror Entity, and discarding... bless you. A swamp. Go.
Abandoned. Why?
Just like my father did to me. One.
Go.
Just kidding. My dad is a kind of a stand-up guy. I don't play Tainted Field. It doesn't tap for white or black. And now it's your turn.
Untap. Actually, upkeep, untap, draw, or whatever.
Yeah.
Forest, tap, input tremors, go. Ugh. I know.
Non-tap, draw, play planes. I think it's last time. Go.
Colony garden, get a plant, you get more damage, and I say go.
I am at 39.
Look at my plants being more aggressive and stuff.
Your plants are amazing.
Give them a like.
They taste like poison ivy.
Well, this looks more like mushroom or something.
Play a swamp. Now my tainted field actually does something.
Uh-huh.
Attack with Alesha to get the mirror entity out.
Blocks.
You get one to your face. Second main phase, I'm just going to tap to play Mother Runes. Hi, Mom. Your turn. On top of keep drawing.
Shortcuts. Play a mountain, tap for mana on the battle driver, you get 1 damage.
So,
take
single damage has been gotten. On top, upkeep, draw. Play a swamp. And now I'm gonna attack with your entity and do it, Alesha.
Yeah, just fucking up.
Okay. Let's just tap 5 mana to make both of them a 5/5.
Oh, there we go, I'm a 9/1.
Actually, let's not do that.
Okay, I'm back at 19.
You are back at 39. Go, actually.
So you're not attacking?
No, no, I attacked.
You just get 4?
I attacked, but when you didn't block, you just got 4. I think that's the smarter solution. I could have gone way aggressive, but it's not the play.
Okay, I'm gonna pretend I know why.
Because the Razzles.
Oh, Razzles, okay.
Razzles.
Gruul War Chant. It is. 4 mana. They don't go play a land. And. Fucking over Beldra for the win. 40 face.
Block with Mother Rune? I'm not going to block with Mother Rune. I'm just going to get 4 damage because the War Chant has been gruely.
Damn right. 2 or more creatures.
It's no. Gruesome, you might say.
Go.
Actually, end of your turn, I think it's time for the Overdone Driver to get a Hero's Downfall.
Oh well.
You see, Destiny is also chosen for you, that team he was weak.
Look at you, we both play like a chance.
Look at me reading the text. Hon indeed.
Wait, in response?
That's good. I got slashed. What a man.
It's slash a card.
Slash is a card, but it's actually a really good card. Like, extremely good card. Attack with my entity and Russia.
My imaginary creature's block. Wait, yes. My courage to cover the dog for me.
He's the coward, so he's like, no, can't do things.
That's cool. Wait, go. Okay.
Basically, Flash enables you to put a creature from your hand into play, but then you have to pay some amount of mana control. I think it's the difference between the Flash's cost, which is 2 mana, and its cost, you know, the difference. You have to pay the difference between that. All the creatures get sacrificed. It sounds similar, but then you have things that, you know, enable you to get different combos with, you know.
Oh.
With Poulton Hawk, which is a guy who, when he dies, you search any amount of creatures with total command mana cost, you know, altogether of 6. And you get, like, 16 creatures that you get. Because, you know, they all have 0 mana cost, you know.
Anyway, I have 5 mana, so I'll tap 2 to get Elvish Visionary and draw a card.
I get damage.
And then I'll pay another 2 to play Golgari Signet. You get nothing. And
just my kill is usually left, I get nothing.
And I'll say go.
Let's keep it moving as a pen.
Visionary War Coalition. I got 5? 6?
You get 1.
I'm okay with that.
Since you do that, I actually don't have to commit to sit in other place, so I will just put down her mountain. Go.
Yes, because that's good. Well, for 6 mana and I'll have, I'll play Thrush and deal you 7.
Yeah, we'll get 7 damage.
And then I'll say go, because I'm a good person.
I'm at 28, untap, upkeep, no cost of being paid, draw step, first main phase. Attacking your entity.
2 kobolds, move walk forward for them.
I will do nothing in that case.
I mean, do whatever. I'm okay with that.
Second main phase. I will play Bunty. First, since you know the top four cards, choose one of them.
No.
Choose this. The rest goes onto the bottom. And then different top four of Tessa's cards.
And which is a Skyrim Welcome is a fair card.
Skyrim Welcome is indeed a fair and balanced card, just like Fox News is fair and balanced news.
It's fake news.
It's fake news. Let's get this. Good. Off you go, Tess.
Thank you, Senpai.
I am noticing you, in fact, so, you know.
Could you notice me a bit less?
No.
Or at least could go on to you?
Nah, he noticed the living hell out of you.
I mean, I'm flattered and all, but, you know, I don't like guys like that.
Roguish and Aetherborny?
Yes.
That's racist.
Indeed, it is.
Also classist.
Ah, well. What can I say? I've been taught by the best.
You are actually a shitlord.
Yes, I am.
Which is still better than being an edgelord.
Yeah, that's true. I would like to play Dragon Broodmother for 6. You get 1 damage, and then I would like to attack you with Gruul War Chant, and yeah, just that.
Gruul War Chant, ladies attacking me.
I'm tired.
You're very amazing.
I would like to thank you. With Prosh, and thanks to Gruul War Chant, you can block even though you don't have flyers anyway. But in case you did, you still couldn't. You may go, and you also get 1 damage, because my dragon broodmother will poop out a dragon.
I'm glad that she's not birthing it, she's pooping them out.
Well, it's much cuter that way.
On top, upkeep, draw. Temple of the Silence.
No.
Scry, this isn't doing that much.
Good job.
Thank you. Okay. I'm gonna say go.
You get another damage because of my upkeep, you get another dragon.
Alright.
Slow burn.
Ooh. 19 monsters to go.
I'm still at 6 mana, aren't I? Yep, you say.
That's okay. I'm just a coward too.
Well, for 4 I'll play Smothering Abomination. You get 1 damage.
I'm smothered.
And for the...
In response to you casting him?
Yes.
I will cast the correct one. Second biggest guy and 2 life. Thanks for the damage.
Well, I mean, whatever.